This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Is our guy, Mr. Fantasy Football himself, Joe Bartel, ready to go from RotoWire?
Oh, he's ready to go.
Let's go. Joe, how are we doing today, buddy?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Doing good, man. We're at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Don't know if you had an opportunity to get down here to Milwaukee to check this out, but you know, when they did it, they said, you know, the premier sportsbook in the Midwest. But I think you could arguably say it's one of the best sportsbooks in the country, period, regardless of location.
I need a formal invite from you. Give me the access to the studio. We could lab up a whole podcast together talking fantasy football. This sounds great.
This studio that I'm in, I think they built it more for TV than anything. But there, if you go on my Twitter feed at Sparky Radio, I took a picture of it earlier. But when I took a picture of it, the Pottawatomie Sportsbook logos and stuff were on a screen behind us, where we were set up. Well, since the show started, they lifted the screen, and now you look straight through the windows at these gigantic big screen TVs, all the odds scrolling, more TVs below that. This thing holds up to 500 people. It's pretty good size.
Oh, that sounds awesome. No, I've not been there yet. I mean, we have a company retreat in Vegas every year, but that's the extent of my sportsbook experience to that degree. Not that I don't want to. It's more like, I typically have to have a reason, especially with wife, to be anywhere near those areas. So that's what I'm saying. If you could just, you know, send an invite to me, I have to for work. Sorry, wife.
You have to. Yes, they need me down there to do a radio show. I'm going to have to go down there, and I may have to stay at the hotel while I'm there, too. Joe Bartel, RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Lots to get to this week, I feel like, in fantasy for a couple of different reasons. I guess my first thing is, We were talking about on the show about, you know, the Jets. They get Devontae Adams. You have Aaron Rodgers. Are we maybe now at the point of just thinking maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be Aaron Rodgers?
It's funny because I do a couple of these hits across the country, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, so Aaron Rodgers back to being an obvious streaming candidate. I'm like, well, maybe, yeah, you certainly could. He's probably in that quarterback 18 to 20 range, and I know Adams didn't produce the numbers that maybe you're anticipating in his debut last week, but he was targeted 9 times. I thought that looked exactly like the Devonta Adams, Aaron Rodgers rapport that I've seen over the years. So I'm not going aggressively and being like, oh yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers is definitely a top 12 quarterback rest of the way. Well, no, it's the Jets, and they've been so bad at a lot of different things that it just seems like a situation, at least real life football, that I would not want to be any part of. Fantasy wise, it's a bit different. In the same breath, I mean, it's quarterback 18. You could talk me into Sam Darnold and Matthew Stafford both on Thursday, who produced just fine. You could talk into Kirk Cousins as well against that Buccaneers team that's banged up every single where. Andy Dalton at some point was a quarterback streaming option for a couple weeks for the Panthers. I mean, it's matchup based, and I mean that's partly why you're like, it gets to the Patriots this week. You could probably play Aaron Rodgers against the Patriots. That defense is not nearly like what it was for Bill Belichick. So that's the difference, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. What about Devontae Adams' stock? Because I think coming into this thing, once he gets traded to Aaron Rodgers, like, oh, man, this dude's going to get, you know, 12 to 15 targets, going to probably be right around 100 yards and at least one touchdown every single week. Do we still have the same expectations after what we just saw?
Yes, I do. I didn't think, again, the numbers didn't show it, but if you watched the game and kind of watched the film of it, there was a few throws that were just a little bit off. Maybe pass rush got there a little bit earlier. And you could say, well, that's part of the reason why that Adams is a little bit lower and Rodgers is a bit lower. The Jets offense line isn't like the Packers offense line. It's not nearly as good. And that's fair critique. I think the Jets defense, which was discussed, at least in the fantasy realm, and I think NFL too, is easily a top 5, top 10 defense. hasn't been nearly the type that we'd expect. And if that's the case, and if the Jets are more of a middling defense or allow X, Y, and Z thing to happen consistently, well, then you're saying Aaron Rodgers has to pass the ball frequently in order to put the Jets in a position to win. And more often than not, Devonta Adams is going to be in that spot if it's Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball. So it didn't work out week one week six, week seven. But I think Devonta Adams, I'll be totally fine grabbing him at a discount if that was a panicky manager or something like that selling him.
If you have a question for Joe Martel, Fantasy Football, here we go. Nicolay Law, Fan Line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at the Fan Milwaukee like Ted does. Travis Kelce has hurt me all year. Is this the week I should take Christian Watson off the bench and replace Kelce? I'm already playing Love over Mahomes for the second week in a row. That is Ted on Twitter.
Yeah, that's a fair question. I am a spiteful person at times. I look at the negative far more, and I can attribute that to Wisconsin sports breaking my heart for as long as my 32 years have allowed it for most of the part. So I look at negative things, and I was writing this in my article. I do the big betting sheet every week at RotoWire. We go over every over-under, every spread. And I said the most interesting part to me was who from the fantasy tight end community has taken the most disappointing belt away from somebody else. I'm a wrestling fan, too. So let's Mark Andrews has been right up there for a while. Sam Laporta now joins that mix. Travis Kelce's there. David Njoku and Evan Ingram injured. It's like, well, wait. If six of the top eight guys I just listed were all disappointing in some fashion, then yes, you individually might be frustrated with your tight end spot, but I guarantee you if you talk to anyone else in your 12-man leagues, 10 of them are going to say the same thing, that they're all more effectively frustrated with how the position has been. I think the Chiefs are kind of like the Titans offense a couple of years ago with Ryan Tannehill that was number one seed in the AFC and then lost right away. That's kind of what the Chiefs are doing right now. Like, if you just assume Mahomes is a different-looking Ryan Tannehill and Andy Reid's a different-looking Mike Vrabel, that's effectively the same offense. You don't really want to have Travis Kelce in that, but in the same breath, it's tough because there isn't many other tight end options. I would be playing Kelce over Christian Watson. That's far too inconsistent for me to want to have from a fantasy perspective, even if Kelce hasn't been great either.
He brings up Christian Watson. Let's stay there in Green Bay at wide receiver and talk about Romeo Doubs. 2 weeks back from his suspension, had a couple of targets there in week one with a couple of touchdowns. Targets went way up here this last week. Is this a must-start now against a suspect Jacksonville defense?
It's certainly one that I would start Doubs over anyone but Jaden Reed right now of the Packer receivers. Now Reed's been banged up and maybe hasn't produced the level he was earlier this season. We saw that last year, too. I mean, there was a stretch like week 12 through 14 or 15 where I thought, oh, boy, I mean, it was great to have Jaden Reed, but what's happening now? Why isn't he more involved? And he did well in the Cowboys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Playoff game, but I think he was really injured towards the end of the season. That's part of what happens when you're playing the Deebo Samuel role in any offense. I mean, Debo's been banged up too. Now he has pneumonia. That's a little bit different, but
right.
Deebo certainly has plenty of injury issues himself. So I think that's kind of the game you're getting from Jaden Reed, and if they can get it out week by week, that's fine. But to your point with Romeo Doubs, he does probably need to be started. Now, I don't know about you. A lot of people have been mentioning that both the Lions and the Packers can have look-ahead games because they play each other week 9. Lions play the Titans. They're 11-point favorites. And then the Packers, of course, going to Jacksonville, 4-point favorites, whatever that might line be right now. I am nervous a little bit as a Packer fan, but I think I'm just taught to be nervous about that because we've had so many disappointments over the years. If this was a Mike McCarthy coach team, they could absolutely lose. They could beat the best teams. They'd lose the worst teams every single time. I'm not that worried, but I think it's because there's so much dysfunction in Jacksonville that I think they're going to operate normally. Romeo Doubs is going to be fine. Jaden Reed's going to be fine. And Jordan Love is going to continue to be a top three, top four fantasy quarterback like he has since he's been healthy.
We talk about a team that's been struggling and, you know, not performing up to expectations. That's the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think about the Niners in that matchup, considering, you know, Deebo Samuel was just in the hospital. Brandon Ayuk is out hurt. Is this the week maybe to play Jordan Mason?
Well, yeah, and Juwan Jennings also doubtful for this game. It seems like he won't play. Now, Deebo, I guess, could be getting closer. I mean, like, pneumonia is not a normal cold and flu type thing. Like,
he had fluid in his lungs.
You have a serious issue if you have pneumonia. So for him to play football the next week seems really crazy to me. Football players are different. I understand that. But I would be pretty shocked. Like, if you're saying Niners will be down, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and Juwan Jennings, then yes, by default, you're playing Jordan Mason. McCaffrey literally is not eligible to return until after their bye weeks. So it looks like week 11. He could be closer, but then if it's just Brock Purdy and just Jordan Mason and just George Kittle and I guess Ricky Pearsall, who, oh, by the way, was just shot in the shoulder, you know, like 2 months ago and now is playing the NFL, that seems like it could be a difficult spot. And the Niners' defense is not very good. I was shocked to see their depth chart. Isaac Yidiam, who was a cornerback for us a couple of years ago, is the number two corner right now for the Niners. I mean, it's not like this defense that we've been used to seeing beat us over and over and over again. I think the Cowboys, coming off a bye week, kind of in a must-win scenario, I think Dallas might actually exercise some demons for the first time ever in San Francisco.
If Tua plays coming up in week 8, if that happens, how much stock change do we have with the Miami offense?
Everyone is immediately back into your lineups, and you're like, well, Joe, I mean, this is horrendous. Tim Boyle and Skylar Thompson and Tyler Huntley, this is not a good offense. It's like, yeah. Those quarterbacks all shouldn't be on NFL teams. I mean,
correct.
That's how bad the quarterback position is. And more importantly, what Mike McDaniel does, and I still really like him as an offensive coordinator, but his scheme is so dependent on the quarterback understanding what Mike McDaniel wants to do with the motion, what you're supposed to be looking at. And none of those quarterbacks that I mentioned really can replicate that. I do think Tua can, and he will be active. So to me, it's very clear you're playing Tyreek Hill anyway. You're playing Tua, I think, if you have him as a streaming quarterback. But the Jalen Waddle aspect of things, that's the one that maybe you could consider. I'm playing Jalen Waddle for sure.
All right, one other thing to talk about. Going back to that Packer-Jaguars game, Tank Bigsby had a big week last week. Again, it was the Patriots. I understand. But when we were talking about it earlier in the show, I think there's some belief here that Bigsby might be able to put together another nice game against the Packers. Where is he on your must-start list?
Yeah, it's a really interesting part of this. So Travis Etienne, who's been often injured now the past 3 or 4 weeks, and the Jaguars finally kind of sat him down last week in London, he's a limited participant in practice all 3 days. He's listed as a game-time decision. If I'm Jacksonville and I'm Doug Peterson, I'm not playing Etienne. But
right.
They haven't done that 3 or 4 times now. Like, there's been instances where Etienne was a game-time decision, and then he was played. And maybe that they had to have more confidence in Bigsby. Now, he does have fumbling issues against the peanut-punching Packers. I'm not sure I would really want to have Bigsby out there getting 30-plus touches, but they might not have a choice. So we'll have to see. If Etienne is out, then you have to play Bigsby by default. That's a must-start by any means, just because volume is king in fantasy. But if Etienne plays, I think he's going to be pretty good. And I do think Jacksonville is going to be using both their running backs in that sort of scenario. We'll have to see again. If Etienne's out, I think if I'm putting money on it, it might seem like he won't play. But I'm not positive. Three straight limited participants in practice say he's at least closer to playing than obviously like a DMP on Friday or Thursday. So I have no idea, but if Etienne's out, Bigsby is a start for sure.
We had Radar on, who's part of our morning show on our sister station, 99.1 WMYX here in Milwaukee, earlier in the show. He's a Bears fan, like my producer, Charlie Usen. And he was trying to tell me that, oh, yeah, Washington's going to be tough this week. I was like, dude, there's no Jaden Daniels. What are you talking about? Oh, no, it's going to be tough. Well, when you got a guy like Terry McLaurin and no Jaden Daniels, I would have to assume that affects what you're going to do with him.
Yeah, when to be clear, Jaden Daniels has not been ruled out yet. He's listed as questionable. They're doing the whole gamesmanship like, oh, we'll see if he'll play. I agree with you. He's not playing. And to be fair, I would like to see that. The number one and two quarterbacks both playing really well. That would be a really fun matchup for the NFL, yeah. I understand. I don't think it's going to happen. And this was kind of the risk with Jaden Daniels. You watched him in those games at LSU. It looked like he had WWE speared like four times throughout the collegiate season. For whatever the reason, he just hates his ribs, I guess, because yet again, he gets that place injured, and I would assume if you're the Commanders, you played safe with the only thing in your franchise that's been interesting or exciting over the past decade or so. So I'm assuming Jaden Daniels is out. You're right. McLaurin is one of those guys that I'm fading. Actually, in my love-hate video that I do on the RotoWire YouTube channel, he led my hate list, and it was one of those, yeah, you got to play McLaurin. I mean, if you have him, you probably draft him as a wide receiver three. Maybe you won the Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings sweepstakes or the Buccaneers receivers.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of those that maybe I'd consider Pearsall, especially if Debo were also not going to play. But McLaurin did get 6 for 98 or whatever it was close to that last week, and almost all that was production from Mariota. That was against the Panthers, though. I'm pretty sure there's a few state high school teams that might be able to compete at the level the Panthers are right now. They're just that bad of a franchise at the moment.
Joe Bartel, follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports with RotoWire. We do this every Friday at a Football Friday at 4 o'clock. Joe, thanks so much for coming on. Have a good weekend.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.